This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today at Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Are you going to have any of these spooky Halloween cocktails, Hugh?
The spider cider. I wonder what they put in there. It's a craft cider.
I like that.
What is that?
I think that one might be like there's a pumpkin apple.
Isn't this the one Chris said, the salted caramel?
That's the one he told you to get.
Western Sun vodka.
Coffee liqueur.
Salted caramel cream. See, I like my drink straight. As a matter of fact, they got a bottle of that peach vodka over there that I'm
just going to order that.
Just going to order a bottle of vodka.
What do you want, sir? Just give me the bottle.
I don't believe in mixing my drinks. I'm drinking straight liquor or beer. That's it.
That sounds like Hugh Douglas. All right. Before we get back to everyone's phone calls, 215-592-9494 to hop in. Jalen Hurts, I think he's a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. Hugh Douglas, who has morphed into Hater Hurts overnight here. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. You know, instead of just saying, yeah, of course he is. It blew me away because, you know, there's a lot of people ahead of Jalen Hurts right now currently in MVP odds, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can go through the names.
And he's playing well.
He's playing well. But, you know, you didn't pick out Patrick Mahomes winning another MVP or Josh Allen.
I don't think he's going to win it.
You picked – well, he's the favorite. I mean,
I know.
Picked out Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones.
I don't think he's going to win.
Who's going to win?
No, I mean, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to win.
Yeah.
I know they're playing well now, but I just don't feel like that's going to be the case. I feel like normally when this happens, it's usually the guy that goes wire to wire when it comes to – the MVP voting. It's the dude that has been.
Do you think it's Jones?
Yeah, I do.
I'd be shocked for two reasons. One, it's Daniel Jones. We very, very rarely ever see out of nowhere NFL MVPs. I mean, I could pull up a list of NFL MVPs. When was the last out of nowhere guy? Rich Gannon? Like a guy that was.
Rich Gannon. Yeah, but I think that year that they won, I was a part of that because they came to Philly and they went to the Super Bowl that year, correct?
They did.
Yeah, they came and beat the brakes off of us. So was it that year that they beat? Yeah, they beat the brakes off.
So here, I'm going to read off the list of the last, I don't know, 20 NFL MVPs. Did any of them come out of nowhere like Daniel Jones? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Rodgers, Lamar, Mahomes, Brady, Matt Ryan. Was Matt Ryan an out of nowhere? I mean,
no, but Matt Ryan was balling all year though, Joe.
Sure, but
like that Falcons squad was on a historical run that year because I was there. I remember that one.
And that's statistically, it's kind of similar to Daniel Jones, right? They're the best offense in the NFL.
They start off like it's one of those things to me when I think about it. When I think about the MVPs, they're the guy they're always the narrative week in and week out.
And they have become that. I'll give you that. But Matt Ryan also, it wasn't his first year with a new team. We knew he was a good quarterback. He just went to a different level. Cam Newton, Rodgers, Peyton, Adrian Peterson, Rodgers, Brady, Manning, Brady, Tomlinson, Sean Alexander, Peyton. Like, there is no Daniel Jones. I mean, the only one close, I would say, is Rich Gannon. Kurt Warner? Like, a guy that when the season started, you would have been laughed at if you said he won the award, and then he won the award. It's that part of it would be rare, but look, he is playing well. All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines on that and people's thoughts on Cooper DeJean, do you like the idea of moving him off the slot? I don't. I want to keep him on the inside. It seems like the Eagles might move him out with the trade yesterday for Michael Carter. All right. Did you see the latest story from The Athletic? This one was more of a profile of A.J. Brown. Headline, what does A.J. Brown want? Eagles star wide receiver chases greatness on his terms. Hugh, did you happen to see any of the quotes from this article?
I did not. I try to, you know, I had my A.J. Brown fix for the week, and I was trying to, you know, refrain.
Oh, well, we have to have it every day. It's we're contractually obligated until the trade deadline. You didn't know that?
No,
it's in our deal.
I've heard that.
Well, yeah. Okay, so this was interesting from the perspective of when he puts up things on social media, Hugh, they could be vague, right? Mm-hmm. It's a line or two, or it's one thing, and then we have to dissect it. He sat down and talked to The Athletic. Like, he had a chance to speak his mind, and he had a chance to put out there what he wanted to say, right? This is not a quote. It's not one line. When I read through this, and it's a good article, it felt like they sat down for a while, and he opened up. He talked to the writer from The Athletic. Here are some quotes we can react to. Quote, I know everybody's counting on me. That's my thrill. And then I come through. That makes me proud of myself, and I'm doing it over and over again. And then I get another opportunity in a couple plays later. Third down. Everyone knows the ball's coming to me. I love that feeling. Like, it's a rush. I don't do drugs, but it has to be what, like, drugs feel like. And I'm getting that dopamine, and I'm coming through for my team again. And that's where the excitement comes from, and that's why it's frustrating at times. And maybe people really misunderstand me as a player, but those feelings, that's what I want. You may see a little frustration. It's because I really want to contribute. I really want to help this team win. But if I'm not getting the ball, obviously, it's not as fun. Your reaction?
What?
What do you mean, what? Your reaction.
Do you really want my reaction?
Well, let me wrap it up, because there was a little bit more to the say.
I think you know me well enough by now to know how I heard
it. The thought wasn't finished. I want to make sure I finish it so we get the full picture of what he's trying to say. Continues. Obviously, I want to win. That's the main goal, but I want to help. I want to do my thing as well. And so it's a little toll here and there sometimes, but I think that's where the misunderstanding comes from everyone out there. But to be honest, I could really care less. This got me here, you know? And playing this way, me having that drive, me having that mindset, it's going to keep me here. There you go. Your reaction to AJ's latest.
Can I be allowed to long talk for a minute? Because what I'm about to say, I don't want it to be misinterpreted. But you know what? You're
what
right.
What do you expect?
It don't even matter.
Come on now.
It don't even matter at this point.
Go ahead.
He's selfish. It needs to be about him. That's exactly what he's talking about. If he's not the reason why the team is winning, or he's not an integral part of why the team is winning, he feels some kind of way. It, to me, explains a lot. The simple fact that Brandon Graham was the story when he came back, and he sent that cryptic tweet because the storyline shifted, and he wanted it to be about him. He thrives on being whether it's good. You know who I remember was like that back in the day? Was Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was – this is when he left New Edition – and I know a lot of people here, who the hell is Bobby Brown? Bobby Brown was a R&B singer that was with a group. Like, the dude over there, he didn't know who Bobby Brown was. Like, it was an R&B group, and when he left the group, it became all about him and the antics that he was doing. Mm-hmm. And some people thrive off of that. Some people get a rush from the storyline always being about him. You know what's funny? It's now I understand fully what the person was saying yesterday when they were talking about AJ's trolling us. Now it makes sense, because he's trolling us. It has to be some way, shape, or form. The story has to center around him, even if it's not about him catching passes. It's about him sending cryptic tweets or something like that.
Do you see the irony of this quote and this story this week?
Yeah.
You just hit it. Last week on BG Day, he put out the Instagram that we talked about last week. What just happened on Sunday? They just scored the most points they had the entire season,
yeah.
And he didn't get to play, right? And he was hurt, right? That's what are you going to do, right? But he didn't participate in the game. And they had their best day of the year. And that this week is the week this story comes out about he's not happy and he's not feeling fulfilled. I'll use the word fulfilled. It seems to me, and I think it's quite clear now, he doesn't feel fulfilled unless he's a big part of the game. So I keep coming back to this. I don't know where this ends. But I don't see how he ever is happy here, because the Eagles have too many good football players, Hugh, for him to put up the numbers that makes him happy. Like, it's just Devontae Smith is here. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is here. Jalen Hurts runs. Not as much this year, but he runs, right? Like, to me, this Dallas Goedert is here. They have a math problem that A.J. Brown is not going to be able to reconcile. There's not going to be a season here, unless there are catastrophic injuries to everybody else, where he gets 140 catches. It's just, it's not going to happen here. So this goes one of two ways. He accepts it. I think it was Ike the other day brought up the point. Michael Irvin didn't put up Jerry Rice numbers. Michael mm-hmm. Irvin didn't put up numbers like some of the other stars in the 90s, but Michael Irvin went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because Michael Irvin was on a dynasty, and we knew he was a great
player.
And
he was a playmaker.
Right. A.J. could be a Michael Irvin of this generation, or whatever other guy you want to say didn't have the best numbers, but we knew he was a great player, goes to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
If he's comfortable with that, I want him here. He's a great player. But he doesn't seem comfortable with this.
I think he is, Joe, to a certain extent, because now I look at it differently. And I remember yesterday, or was it the day before, I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter, and they was like, he's trolling everybody, and I didn't understand. And I was like, help me understand how that makes it better for the team. Not worried about the team. It's about him and his cliques or his ego. And to a certain extent, a lot of guys are like that. But some guys, it's more for them than others. I remember when I started playing football, the one thing that I always – didn't want for me was for my identity to be tied directly to football, because when football's gone, what do you have? And this, I'm gonna get a little serious for a minute, because I remember when I retired, a lot of friends of mine, their identity was so intertwined with football. When football was gone, they didn't know what to do, and they had suicidal thoughts. Like, it's one of those things. Like, you have to understand, as a football player, you've probably played football in your younger years, probably for 20 years, and you've been coddled to that whole time because you've been considered a special player, right? So now, as you meander through your professional years and it starts to wind down and the accolades aren't there and the people aren't cheering for you anymore, it becomes something that you've been so used to having that it's not the same anymore. So now you're chasing that next high, if you will, since he used the drug reference.
Right.
You're chasing that next high. So when the game is gone and you don't have anything to fill that void, it becomes tough for a lot of guys. It really does, man. And a lot of guys, when they retire, they don't know what to do because they don't get that adrenaline rush on a Sunday anymore.
So to add the human element to this, and I do think with AJ there's a human element to this. It's a really good article. I would suggest everyone checks it out. It's not like just a quick quote and it's done. It's an in-depth piece on him. One of the parts in here, he talks about his relationship with his father, and his father wasn't someone that gave a lot of praise out.
Yeah.
So, like, clearly
it makes sense. That makes sense.
This is the way he feels fulfilled by for him. He's a wide receiver in the NFL. It's catching a lot of passes, dominating. So he doesn't feel fulfilled without that. So
yeah.
Again, we could put a square peg in a round hole and keep banging our heads.
I mean, we used to call it hear the crowd. You're like, you hear the roar of the crowd.
Yeah.
And when the roar of the crowd is going, a lot of cats don't know how to adjust to that. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I always used to tell myself, I am not going to make football my sole identity. Football was a piece of my life that I enjoyed, but it was not who I was.
And getting to know you, I could tell that, right? Like, because I have other interests.
Yeah, I don't. Football is not my end-all to be-all, because right. I've been in places, Joe, and it's funny. When guys – I remember being out, and I'm not going to say any names, but I remember being out with certain guys, and if they weren't recognized by fans, they would get upset. And they would get upset if somebody didn't know who they were. And I just thought that was the craziest thing in the world, because I truly enjoy – going somewhere and nobody knowing who I am or not being bothered. Not saying that you guys are bothering me, you know, the cats that I've already talked. But what I'm saying is, I'm not ego driven in that way. I don't have to have the adulation. I don't need that.
I just every time this is brought up, it comes back to, why are we talking about this? The Eagles are going to try to win a Super Bowl. Why would this even be entertained? The whole conversation is out there because everyone that is viewing this without you know, green colored glasses realizes he's never going to be happy here. Like, That's it. So if he's not happy, this has an expiration date, Hugh. I mean, this does. And I don't know when that is. And I, for the sake of this season, because we all want to go back to Super Bowl, we want to get to Santa Clara, I hope it's not this year. But it has an expiration date for him and for the team. Because I'll be real, when I read his quotes, you know where he doesn't fit? He doesn't fit in with the rest of the Eagles. Does anyone else around here talk like that? Jalen Hurts talks about the opposite. Nick Sirianni is about contributions over credit. Nobody else on this football team talks like him, and I think thinks like him. It feels like a square peg round hole, and everyone has been okay with it because they win so much, and he is a great football player, so you want to keep him around. But to me, this is about he's not happy unless he's the focal point. And here, I don't know how – it's almost like a basketball thing. Like Steph Curry, when they brought Kevin Durant in, right? That only worked because Steph Curry was willing to let his ego down and let Kevin Durant take some of the shine, even though it was Steph Curry's team. But a lot of times in basketball, that doesn't work, right? Because this is like a basketball mentality. I need my points. I need my shots.
Not really, Joe. And this is where I'm going to push back a little bit, because I'll say this. Every football player has that mentality. They just manage it better than AJ does.
Right, but he's struggling to manage it.
Yeah, he's not struggling. That's what he's been since he's been here. Think about it like this, people. Everybody talk about when he was in Tennessee. Tennessee ain't Philadelphia. Like, let's be honest. The fan base here, when he got here, like, he talk about drugs. This was the best dopamine you could have for a person of that caliber. You know, think about it. The fact that he went from being the talk of the offense to being the second banana because of what Saquon did. And you know what's funny? Now that I think about it, there was a lot that transpired last year that probably led to this point, because when Saquon got here, you remember there was I remember hearing in the locker room, they had a picture up. And on the picture, it had Saquon, and it was called the Chosen One.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because of what Saquon brought to the table. That had to be a tough pill to swallow.
I think you're hitting what I'm thinking. So it hasn't been a Philadelphia thing. Jalen's been here the whole time. What's been the difference? In his first 2 years here, he had a huge year in 2022, right? Yeah. He was the number one receiver. What happened in 2023? That was our first year doing the show together. Remember he had that run of all those 125-yard games?
Yeah, he was that dude.
What has happened the last 2 years?
Saquon Barkley.
And then what's happened this year? Who has the most catches and receptions?
Devontae Smith.
I mean, he wants to be the lead dog on the offense.
And there's nothing. And there, you know what? It's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be able to temper that.
I know, and my feeling is he can't. And that's why I think this has an expiration date at some point here soon. 215-592-9494. Can we quickly hear Mike Florio, latest on what he's feeling on the A.J. Brown front?
There was a report over the weekend that the Eagles are not expected to trade receiver A.J. Brown. That was the headline. When you look a little deeper, it sure looks like the Eagles are willing, if not eager, to get phone calls about A.J. Brown. And that was going into Sunday's game, a game in which Saquon Barkley erupted for his best game of the season, and A.J. Brown did not play. Think about the teams in the AFC, the high-level contenders that could have interest. And I've heard of several teams that are interested. This, to me, feels like an effort by the Eagles to shop A.J. Brown without shopping A.J. Brown, to wait for the phone to ring, to not be the one that picks up the phone, to see if someone makes you an offer that you can't refuse, to move on from A.J. Brown. Because something's been going on there. He's a source of issues, whether he's right or wrong, frustrations that he's admitted to. Could the Eagles engage in a little addition by subtraction by moving on from A.J. Brown and picking up some significant draft pick compensation by getting multiple AFC teams clamoring to try to get him, starting with New England Patriots, coached by the man who was his head coach in Tennessee? It's an interesting thing to watch as the trade deadline moves closer.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is, and we will continue to watch it. I think his read on it is probably more accurate than you want to believe. All right, 215-592-9494. We can react to all this. AJ's comments, your read on the situation. Jalen Hurts, MVP. I think Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the MVP of the NFL this year at 20-1 right now. And Cooper DeJean moving outside. I don't love the idea if that's where the Eagles are going. But let's get back to the phone lines. And Skip and Claymon, I had a feeling we'd hear from Skip today as Hugh Douglas saying he's not going to put out Halloween candy. Skip!
Hey, guys. Hello, Hugh. How do you do? Woohoo!
What's up, Skip?
What's on your mind today, Skip?
Well, first of all, my head's spinning a little from that last cut that you played. I was having a hard time following it. That was a lot of mass. Kyle told me there would be no mass today, but I'm calling about the Hugh just mentioned last night's Halloween party in our development. That one was for the kids. Yeah. The adult party is Saturday night with adult treats for Halloween.
Oh, wow. So you're having a Halloween party, Hugh? Is Hugh going to be there, Skip?
No, I ain't going.
Come on now. I'm excited. Adult costumes, adult trick. I'm sorry, trunk or treat in the condo parking lot. I can't wait to see Hugh's trunk. Woohoo.
Oh, boy. Hugh, I didn't know you were having a Halloween party. Is it your condo, Hugh?
No, I'm not having a party.
Oh.
I'm not.
We were hoping
I'm not
you would... You would come too, Joe. I thought maybe you could dress as Professor X from the Marvel comics.
Yeah,
Kyle already from. Yeah. Kyle's coming. He's going to be Macaulay Culkin or a skeleton, maybe, Kyle.
I don't remember agreeing to any of that. But.
Or Joe and Kyle could stand next to each other and be the number 11. A.J. Brown or Carson Wentz. You take your pick.
I'm trying to see you skinny. Dog.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a bad
choice. I'll do the Professor X thing. It's fine.
Kyle will be there. He's been staying with me since he had a falling out at home.
No, we're not talking about that. No.
Kyle, you stay. What?
Move on.
What? Wait a minute. What just happened?
He had a falling out at home with his father. He's been screaming. You know that. He's been on the show. But I know you was talking about dressing up as Annie from the musical and maybe Joe and Daddy.
Definitely was not dressing up as Annie. Definitely was not doing that. No, that was not going to happen. No, Skip.
I got a great idea. Joe could be Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and he'll handle everyone's packages.
Skip's family show. Family show, Skip.
That is weird.
Come on now.
Super.
Come on, you. It'll be fun. Everybody's coming. Ralph in 212 is dressing as Dracula. Mr. and Mrs. Panic are being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Sam and Selma in 206 are dressing up as Barbie and Ken. And Crystal, the condo floozy, she's dressing as a candy striper. She's giving out blow pops. Hello.
No.
Also, you, Cheryl, in Unit 15, she's dressing up as thick cut bacon. And we're gonna want to be there for that one. She's bringing her two big pumpkins. They're huge.
Oh, no.
I'm not a pumpkin guy.
Well,
I'm more of a ham.
Oh, guy. Okay.
Oh, you like a big ham.
I like
me
a big
too.
Old ham.
You're
I can't believe well, I walked
we,
ha- into
we
that.
Have that in common. You're gonna be your presence is demanded on Saturday. We'll start off with bobbing for apples. I'm not sure who's bringing their apples this year. How about you?
I'm not coming to the Halloween party. I am not coming to the Halloween party, Skip. This is not gonna happen. Not coming.
I want to show you my bobbing technique. I've been practicing. Come on.
No, I'm good. Oh, I'm flattered, but I'm good.
We're going to have alcohol and beef jerky.
I have alcohol and beef jerky at home. I'm good. I'm good. But I appreciate you, though. I really do.
Time to share. And somebody's got to keep an eye on Kyle, too. I don't want him falling down and peeing the bed again.
That is
not
a good
my
idea,
house, though. Anyway. So I got to be honest, you. I'll be disappointed if you don't come.
Oh, God.
Come on, man.
I have a great idea for you. You like those furries, right? How about you go? You dress up as a giant squirrel, and I can be your nuts.
And we're off the rails. We're off the rails completely here.
It's a trunk or treat in the parking lot, and then after the party at my house, and we'll have several guys from WIP who've already committed. Joe the Hammer is coming as Gorbachev, the Russian Hammer. Because he likes history, and all he has to do is slap a piece of red tape on his forehead. John Ritchie is dressing up as Frankenstein, either that or an Amish woman. And James as Mickey Mouse.
Well, you got the whole morning show coming. That's pretty big.
And the afternoon guys. Jack Fritz is coming as Ross from Friends. He's whining already. And Spike is dressing up as Brittany Mahomes. Did you ever see the resemblance?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
poor
terrible.
Brittany Mahomes. That's not great.
Elliot Shore Park says Daryl Morey.
That one fits. Yeah, that works.
Who's on Ozempic? Daryl Morey on
Ozempic. Reese. Ike is coming. Ike Reese is wearing nothing but his neck roll. Victory! No.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Sounds like fun, Skip. Where are you calling from right now?
Well, I'm actually in Hugh's house. Again, I had probable cause.
No, you didn't.
I am the vice chair of the homeowners association.
We got to do something about that.
I smelled a skunk in your house. Turned out
no,
to
no
be
skunks
broccoli.
In my house. There's no skunk.
Oh, the broccoli. Yeah.
Turned out that it's broccoli, and I'm in costume eating Hugh's candy corn.
What's your costume? What are you wearing?
It's my birthday suit. Hello.
No, that's just wrong. You're on the phone and you're in Hugh's house eating Halloween candy. What in the world?
That's not cool.
What in the world is happening over there, Skip?
Here I am. I got Maldi balls.
Oh God.
You what?
I don't even know what that is.
If you don't want to dress as a furry squirrel, you can get lucky as a leprechaun because you're magically delicious.
No, this is a lot. Bad. This really is.
Why are we still in?
Yeah,
we
got
to. Can we go?
I'll be your pot of gold.
All right, we got to go, Skip. That's getting too weird. We're out. We're out. That's enough. That's my fault again. Always one or two lines too long.
Yeah, that's too much.
Skip. All right, C.J. O'Conklin's Comedy Show at the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 8th with Eddie McGonigal and Tim Conniff. Get tickets, JoeConklin.com, JoeConklin.com. We'll get to the phone lines on the other side. A.J. Brown, what he had to say to The Athletic. Jalen Hurts, I think, a smart bet to win the MVP. Hugh Douglas doesn't. Plus, some audio from Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe with the Inside the NBA crew. Some interesting stuff from those guys. We're live today. Klondike Cates in Newark, Delaware. Coming out. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Look. Let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report. No, that is not the right one. By now, you've heard about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. Softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your next tailgate. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle or two, I suggest two, of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.